So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
But I believe Mike Tomlin's got an opportunity in TV in his back pocket, and he's got to decide when the season's over whether or not he's going to take advantage of it. That's what I believe, based upon everything I've seen, heard, etc. I think he's got something, and it's just up to him at the right time, walking away from the Steelers and walking through that.
Aditi, you've come on with us several times and said you don't see Tomlin in TV. Do you still feel that way?
No. I'm sorry. In fact, I know that there have been conversations involving him with very, very high-level TV executives. I'm not saying that that was ever anything exploratory on his end. There is a ton of interest in him for sure in television.
Mike Florio and Aditi Kingabwala talking about Mike Tomlin and a potential career in TV, or at least a stop in TV after this season, before maybe taking another job in the NFL. This on the heels of a Jeremy Fowler report that came out just yesterday. Fowler, formerly of this parish, great guy, used to cover the team intimately for ESPN. He writes, Mike Tomlin's future has been hotly debated of late. There is no firm evidence as of now that Tomlin would leave Pittsburgh after 19 seasons. He's been fiercely loyal to Pittsburgh, but a source close to Tomlin believes stepping away is at least a possibility. This weekend, you had the Glazers, the Rappaports of the world, all kind of NFL insiders, all saying the same thing, that Tomlin could be interested in going to TV. I don't happen to think that that's a coincidence. And the fact that Florio said what he did yesterday and Fowler reported what he did yesterday has me at least thinking that there's a shot, a chance, that if the Steelers lose on Monday, this could be Mike Tomlin's last game. Now, people are texting in and saying, Crowley, there's a playoff game this weekend. Why aren't you talking about the game? We've spent 90% of the show this week looking back at the Ravens game and looking ahead to the Houston game. We did a comprehensive midweek breakdown of Houston yesterday, and there's more of that to come with Pat Bostic, who's going to join us from 7 o'clock until 10. But if you don't think that this game could be Mike Tomlin's last game, you don't think that's a story, then I don't know what to say to you. It is a story, and I think there's at least a possibility. And Florio said the same thing. Florio's been doing this for two decades, and he said, I can tell when media insiders are floating stuff that they are just sort of, you know, trial ballooning, and I can tell when things are legit. And he said, I think this one's legit. And then you got the Fowler report yesterday. So if the Steelers lose, I do think there's at least a shot this is Mike Tomlin's last game. Now, I'll be clear on this. I think anybody who's rooting for the Steelers to lose because they want Tomlin to go are lame. They're not real Steelers fans. Throw that out there right now. If you are rooting for the Steelers to lose, just turn in your fan card. Go be a Browns fan. Go be a Jets fan. Go be a Titans fan. Get the frig out of here. If you're a Steelers fan, you should want them to advance. You should want them to win. But should they lose, I think it might be Tomlin's last hurrah. I really do think that. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Texter, okay, Adam, clearly you don't like Tomlin. Can you talk about the huge game? Yeah, we will, and we have. But what? Every Steelers fan has now forgiven Mike Tomlin because Tyler Loop missed a field goal? And I'm not asking tongue-in-cheek. I'm not asking to be a jackass. Like, Tyler Loop missed a field goal, and now we've forgiven Mike Tomlin for the last 8 years of playoff futility. Is that what we're doing? Other texters have written in, first thing in the morning, more bitching about Tomlin because he said something defending a coach that just got fired. What's he supposed to say? I mean, Tomlin could have easily said, I respect the hell out of John Harbaugh. We had a bunch of great battles. I think he's going to land on his feet, and I look forward to coaching against him again. But instead, what he said was, well, in today's society, we're too impatient. Despite the fact that Harbaugh's coached 18 years and hasn't won more than a playoff game with a two-time MVP.